Brethren in Christ, today again we, the Gospels, tells a confrontation between Jesus and the Pharisees, the leaders of the Jews, about the observance of the Sabbath day. And this is not the first time, but there are multiple other times in the Gospel. Jesus was accused by the Jews of not keeping or violating the Sabbath day. But you may have heard or read a lot of stories about how the Jews keep or observe the Sabbath day. So a few years ago, when I was studying in Chicago, and my school they invited a Jewish, a rabbi, come to school, to give a talk to all the students about the Jewish tradition. And one of the questions the students asked him, how the Jews observe the Sabbath now, in the modern time, in contemporary time. And it says it's almost the same. It's the same like in the time of Jesus' time. Yeah, the same. Yeah, he follow very keep and observes very strictly. Yeah. And he says, for example, during the Sabbath, on Saturday, they don't do any manual works, even the preparing the food and meal for the families. All the food for the Sabbath day will be prepared from the evening, previous evening, and even on the Sabbath day, even that pressing the button of the elevators is not permissible. Yeah, so that is why on Sunday the elevators in the building will be set to run automatically. Yeah, and go up or down. It will stop at every floor. Yeah. Don't have to press the button. Yeah, so it was very, very strict, and they is the observation. But that was a very a strict, but it is soulless, and mechanic observation. And sometimes the observation of the Sabbath is used as an excuse to be being charitable to others, to hide themselves from the duty of charity to others. So it's a soulless, and mechanic observation of the Sabbath. And that is why today Jesus Christ teaches them a lesson. Is it lawful to cure the sick on the Sabbath? And Jesus did cure the sick man in the Sabbath, on the Sabbath, and he teaches them the Sabbath is the day of saving, the day of curing. It's not the day of killing. And also other times, Jesus says the Sabbath is made for men, not men for the Sabbath. So that's the thing from the teaching of Jesus, the church, and also the new people of God, the people of the new covenant. In regulating and setting the laws of the Sabbath for the church is Sunday. Because Sunday is the days of the Lord's resurrection. So for us, we keep a Sunday as the holy day, not the Saturday. So for us, on Sunday, for the same, we are the law of the church requires to abstain from all servile works and to attend the holy sacrifice, the Mass in the church. That's a general principle, the general precept of the church. But there are some reasons we can be excused from the Sunday rest. And those reasons are by the reason of charity. When we had to to perform the duty of charity to our loved ones in the families and to the community, we can be excused from a Sunday rest. For example, on Sunday today, if one of our family members gets sick, we can stay home to take care for them. And do not leave them alone. But justify, oh, today is Sunday, I have to go to church. Okay, can you take care for yourself? I have to go to Mass. But that would be the violation of Sunday rest. Because by reason of charity, we have to show charity and being charitable to our brothers and sisters first. And also for the public men or the policemen and the guardsmen, on duty, they can be excused, can be dispensed from Sunday rest, and also the farmers, the farmers in time of flood or fire, they can work and they can harvest their crops. So that's the many thing is the principle on the Sabbath, on Sundays, is the day of charity. And the day of healing and savings, it's not on the day of killing and the day of uncharitable to others. So every laws and precept, the charity is thing everyone has to do, so that we can fulfill the teaching and fulfill all the laws, the divine laws, and all the laws of divine laws, as Jesus says, is like a summarize in the love of God and love of our neighbors. So that is thing, that's the principle, and we see that in the church also. All her teachings, her laws, and her practices is focused and founded on charity. For the salvation of soul, the highest and greatest charity to others, to help people attain heaven. That's the highest and greatest charity the church can offer to the people and to the world. So again, so we see that the charity. So that is why that's a story like about Saint John the Apostle. When he was living in Ephesus, in his very old age, and his health is not possible for him to give a long sermon. So every time appear before the congregation, he just say, "Little children, love one another." And he says that again and again. And some people are tired of hearing nothing else but the same, the same thing, and asking him, "Why do you always say the same thing?" And he said, "Because love one another is the Lord's command, and if this be done, it is enough." So charity, that's the most important, and the unmistakable signs of the Christian. Try to practice charity in words, in thoughts, in action. And remember, like Saint Jerome says, like every day at the end in the evening, if I can recollect no good action, I've lost a day. In the evening, if I can recollect no good action, I've lost a day. So that's the thing, charity, always. And also today, also the feast of the name of Mary. So the chief purpose of the feast is to remind us the need to pray and to give praise, honors, and veneration to the name of Mary. It's so dear names to us. And there were many writers and preachers in the church who tried to assign a meanings to the name of Mary here. And one of the very popular, very beautiful titles is the Sea of the Womb, the Star of the Sea, yeah? Like Maris Stella in Latin, you know, the Star of the Sea. Yeah? It's very popular in the Divine Office and especially in the Marian's office. Yeah? So Maris Stella, it was because a very beautiful analogy, like of the sailor, as the sailors navigating in the ocean at night, by looking at the light of the star, they can reach their intended destination. So similarly for us here, for each Christian, when crossing the sea of the womb to heaven, looking at the Blessed Mother, Mary, at a guiding light, so that we may attain heaven, our true home. Yeah. So being like invoke the name of Mary as often as you can in daily life, and especially by the recitation of the Holy Rosary, the prayer that a Blessed Mother will be very pleased and happy to hear the most, the Hail Marys, because that's a prayer brought to us from heaven through the mouth of the angels on the day of Annunciation. So to conclude, let us talk, we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.